This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge today as his Likud party holds a primary to decide who will lead it into Israel's third general election in the span of a year. Longtime rival Gideon Saar has campaigned portraying himself as a better option to be able to form a government, something Netanyahu failed to do after two rounds of voting this year. Netanyahu retains popularity among Likud members and is expected to retain his position as leader. Results are expected Friday. North Korea has promised a so-called Christmas gift to the United States. Nothing yet, but U.S.-North Korea tensions appear far from resolved as Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks approaches. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
There was widespread speculation that North Korea might conduct an intercontinental ballistic missile test around the holiday season. That after a North Korean foreign ministry official earlier this month cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the United States. But there were no reported weapons tests Wednesday, and North Korean state media refrained from any major criticism of the United States. The quiet may not last long. North Korea has imposed an end-of-year deadline for the United States to soften its stance on stalled nuclear talks. Among the more provocative options that Kim could announce, according to analysts, a suspension or termination of negotiations with the U.S., or the resumption of long-range missile or nuclear tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A